It is 4 o'clock and we do have a quorum, so I am going to open up the Thompson Springs Special Service Fire District Administrative Control Board regular meeting. It is Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, and the time is 4 o'clock. Present are Commissioners Trisha Dean, Gabriel Wojtek, Jacques Hadler, Evan Clapper, Sarah Stock, and Mary McGann. We also have on the line our as staff, Quinn Hall, clerk auditor. I don't see Christina Sloan yet. Does anybody? Oh, Kevin Walker, commissioner, has joined us. Chris Baird, commission administrator. Mallory Nassau, associate commissioner administrator. We will begin by asking if there are any citizens to be heard. Are there any citizens to be heard? Usually not.
Yeah, I want to be heard.
This is Thompson Springs, Kent.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We don't see any citizens to be heard, so I will entertain a motion to adopt the minutes from March 16th, 2021. Do I have such a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Kevin Walker, seconded by Jacques Hadler. Discussion. Seeing none, all in favor of passing the minutes of March 16th, 2021, say aye and or raise your hand. Aye. Anyone opposed? Passes unanimously. We are to ratification of bills. We have total bills in $564.32. Total bills and payroll, $1,097.66. Do I have a motion to approve bills as read? Motion by Kevin Walker. Do I have a second? Seconded by Evan Clapper. Discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed? Motion passes unanimously. We are now to Chief's report. Chief Markham,
Hello.
Take it away.
Thank you. I'll go over the recent incidents. On March 12th, we had a single car accident way at the end of the road to Thompson Canyon. Luckily, someone just happened to be hiking up there and found this car that went about 8 foot over an embankment and the patient inside. On March 25th, one of the pumps we used to fill the fire truck at the airport malfunctioned. So I was able to run back to Thompson, grab engine 41, our big engine there, come back and refill the rescue fire truck here in time for the flight. So we didn't have to delay the flight or anything like that, which is good. 4:14, April 14th was a busy day for me. We had a motor vehicle accident at 6 in the morning and then a medical call at the Thompson 7-Eleven at around noon. A guy got maced by his girlfriend. So I went there and not sure why. Able to get there and rinse his eyes out. And then he was checked out by EMS and released. And then at about 6 p.m., there was a semi truck that rolled over on I-70 at mile marker 229, pretty close to Colorado, but on our side. And it actually, the sparks caused a brush fire. Lower Valley Fire Department got there first. I got there shortly thereafter. It ended up being about a 3.6 acre brush fire. As I spoke about in one of the earlier meetings, the BLM and the Forest Service, their engines are way down in Ken's Lake. It was actually 2 hours until they were able to get on that scene. So lucky between Lower Valley and myself, we were able to get that thing under control. That fire actually is eligible for state billing. So I will be billing the state for my engine for use on that fire because it's way out of my district and on BLM land. Training on April 9th, Moab Valley Fire Department hosted a live fire training on what they call the flashover trailer. It's a big closed metal trailer with wood inside, and they bring it up to very high temperatures, 800 to 1,000 degrees. And it's kind of a fire behavior training where we're all in full PPE, SCBAs, and we learn what to look for in order to get out of a structure on fire in time so that we don't get burned up. And it was a great training. There was some classroom session with that too. So thank you, Moab, for hosting that. On April 10th, we did have Thompson Springs Chipper Day out in Thompson. The state brought out their big chipper, and we were able to chip several properties worth of trees and debris that they had brought down and reduce some of the fuel load out there. Our Thompson Springs Community Action Team continues to meet via Zoom or Google every Tuesday morning. So that's going well. Our next big event is going to be Dumpster Day out in Thompson on June 10th through 15th, and there'll be more advertising for that for the citizens out there. On April 11th, I completed the arduous pack test. It's a 3-mile walk with 45 pounds on your back. You have to do it in 45 minutes to be able to qualify for fighting another year of wildland firefighter. So it gets a little harder as I get older every year, but I was able to do that again this year. And then the great news is the backup generator is being installed today. So we will have backup power at the fire station for any kind of emergencies, power outages, things like that. Not just for my department, but if things go down in the community, they'll have a place to go and stay warm or cool and take some shelter. So really happy about that. And that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Questions? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mark. There are no future considerations unless someone has some. There's no closed session. We've reached the end of this agenda, so I will adjourn this.